Welcome to In Their Words, a podcast brought to you by the UPMC Pinnacle Foundation and UPMC in Central PA. In today's heartfelt episode, we have the privilege of hearing from Melissa Mann, a grateful patient whose life was profoundly impacted by the UPMC Healthy Woman Program. Melissa shares her inspiring story of navigating life without health insurance and how the Healthy Woman Program became a lifeline, offering free annual mammograms, breast exams, and pelvic exams that she couldn't otherwise afford. As a personal trainer and nutrition coach for women, Melissa understands firsthand the critical importance of accessible healthcare services, and she opens up about how this program has empowered her and countless others. We also hear about the incredible support Melissa received from Linda Weibrecht, her compassionate nurse at the Healthy Woman Program, whose care played a pivotal role in her journey. Join us as we dive into Melissa's story and learn how the Healthy Woman Program is changing lives and providing vital care for women in our community. This is In Their Words.
My name is Melissa Mann. I am from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I got started with the Healthy Woman's Program. My gosh, it's been several years that it was through my health insurance program that I got invited to contact Linda to find out more information about the Healthy Woman Program. I wasn't sure. I left corporate world behind, and I'm an entrepreneur in the health industry as a personal trainer and a health coach and a Pilates instructor and an aerial instructor. So I love all things related to health and exercise and fitness. So I no longer had health insurance. And when my health insurance was dropped, I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to get these important mammograms and things scheduled? And that's when my health insurance told me about something called the Healthy Woman Program. And it has been phenomenal. Linda is so easy to talk to. I do recommend anyone that can find out about Linda and the Healthy Woman Program do so, because they make it fun. It's effective. I was able to call several places in my area, and I go right here in Camp Hill, not more than 10 minutes from my home, in which, again, I go in, they get my information, and I get checked. And again, it's been at least 4 years now that I've been a part of the Healthy Woman Program. I get reminders when my next annual checkup is, and it's just so great to have that confidence and support, and to know that, again, that there's a brief for me to get started with the Healthy Woman Program. I just needed to complete some basic information that they would know what it is that I make and that kind of thing. And once that, you know, what insurance I had, and then going on my own and not having insurance, just filling out some basic information, they contacted me that, yep, you definitely qualify. And that's been it. Every year I'm given a specific code to use that when I go in, I fill in, and yeah, I get checked and I get my screening in, which makes me feel confident that I can keep up with my health. I do have teenagers into senior citizens. And it's like, no matter where you are, I ask, hey, when was your last checkup? What was the result of your last checkup? And if they're of the age, you know, in their 20s, if they've started getting screened, and if their insurance covers screenings, and then, you know, usually it does. But if I do run into anyone, which I haven't yet, that does not have insurance, that is something definitely to bring up, the Healthy Woman Program. Again, it's at no cost to them, but it costs everything for their health to get checked. It's interesting just researching the types of foods to eat. And from a nutritional perspective, I realize that cutting out, I mean, at least I think this is where you're going as far as the health coach. I know that for me personally, having two family members have breast cancer, it hits near and dear to me. And so I am the health coach of my own family, being the cheerleader to cut out processed foods, eat more holistic foods. That's helped me. And even though, I'll be honest, this last time I did go in for a screening, there was something that they saw that was abnormal. And that's something that no one wants to hear, right? No one wants to hear. So I did have to go back, and, you know, through lots of deep breathing, which is where my yoga, really comes in handy. Meditation, everything ended up being fine. However, though, it did make me realize, okay, I'm glad I'm doing my juices. I'm glad I'm doing my holistic smoothies that have my Swiss chard and my spinach, that I'm doing the greens and I'm doing the work, cutting out majority, and I say at least 90, 10, or 80, like that 80, whatever rule. Yes, eat some, you know, I'm not saying you have to cut out all the things you like, but really to keep it moderate, to eat healthy, really keep your body cleansed and full of the nutritious health foods to help your body stay strong and healthy. Oh, it's so huge because, first of all, I think the majority of the world, unfortunately, lives in that stress response, right? Fight, flight mode. It's nice if you don't. That's why I love what I do. But for those that live in that fight or flight mode, or again, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with your job. It could be in your personal life or just you have an area that you're dealing with stress. And sometimes some of the people that we surround ourselves with, and sometimes we can't help who we surround ourselves with. But if we don't find a way to meditate, to do a yoga class, to go out for a brisk walk, find ways to find out what it is that is your joy that makes you. And that's what I bring to people when you come to my studio, because we know, you know, that once you leave our studio, you're fine once you're in with us. But what do you do when you leave? Can you get a little walking in? Can we help you plan your next meal or your next snack? That's going to be, again, whether you have diabetes or, you know, my mother was on the cusp of being diabetic. So I helped her get back on track so she wouldn't even move into that diabetic state.
As the conversation continues, we ask Melissa what it means to her personally, knowing that the services provided by the UPMC Healthy Women Program are completely free of charge for uninsured or underinsured women.
It gives me hope for a healthier world. I have complete hope in the healthcare system, and it gets me a little teary-eyed, complete hope to know that someone who feels lost and is struggling with this type of diagnosis that has nowhere to turn to be like, you know what? Yes, I do. I have friends here at UPMC, the Healthy Women Program. So that gives me hope in a stronger, healthier system that is here to support its women, all levels, all ages. It gives me hope. It makes me feel pride. Linda is phenomenal. When I first met her, I was very nervous, not knowing what to do, not knowing if I'd qualify. She completely put me at ease. She is the most fun person because she's also a health coach as well. She knows her stuff, but she felt me feel at peace. She guided me to, hey, go to this website. You're going to contact me directly at this number. I contacted her a few times when I couldn't quite get in or kind of know what I was doing. I had to reference her. Always made me feel completely at ease. And again, she made it fun. She actually made something that could be actually the most stressful part of someone's life, right? Taking care of yourself, especially whether you're preventing or just hearing that maybe there could be caution. She puts you right at ease. And I love that. I like that she can make something that could be the most stressful part of someone's life, the most ease-filled, peace-filled, and makes you feel like she makes you feel like a person, like you matter. Each individual person feels like they matter when they're in her presence. And that's the best part. They actually took my information regarding the Healthy Woman Program and gave it to someone that they knew could benefit from it. Like, oh my goodness, I can tell my aunt about this. Or, oh my goodness, I can let my cousin know. She is now an entrepreneur on her own and she does not have insurance. So it's neat how, again, it's word of mouth, being able to get the information out to those that need it the most. Right now, I'm on an annual basis. Now, because of they found something that, which I'm glad, you know, they were able to find quickly something that just seemed a little abnormal, but it looks like it was fine. I will be going in, let's see, if I was about maybe a month and a half ago, I was in and checked out myself. I'll be going in January of next year, I guess just a few months away. It's either January or February of next year, just again to get like a re-screen. And then I should be fine.
As the conversation deepens, Melissa opens up about her family and how the UPMC Healthy Women Program has shaped her perspective on their future. Let's listen as Melissa explains how this program not only impacts her own health, but also gives her peace of mind for her children's well-being and the opportunities that await them.
I do. I have four beautiful children. My oldest started her college journey. She's in Bloomsburg. She finished her first semester, I'm proud to say, with A's. And because of me being passionate, I'm so proud to say it makes me teary-eyed, she's going to become a physical therapist. So I teeth we could go into business together. But yeah, she wants to do PT to help others also. I have twin boys who are 17, and they're into football and lacrosse, very much into sports. My oldest of the two twins, he likes to say that because he's 5 minutes older than his brother. He's going to be starring in a play at Trinity High School here in Camp Hill as the Tin Man. So he is very eclectic, apparently, with his abilities. But, you know, the one thing I told all my kids, my one regret in high school was that I never went out for the high school musical. So I have one so far out of my four who tried out and they got it. So I love it. But yeah, both my boys are into football, lacrosse, and my youngest, my Sophia. So I have Maddie, Gavin, Ethan, and Sophia's in seventh grade is going to be a volleyball star. It's awesome because I know that she's grateful. She sees my comfort level and gratefulness to a program like this being available. It's part of our faith. It's part of our upbringing. So I know that she's grateful that I'm able to stay healthy as her mother and entrepreneur. So she would want to continue that in gratefulness, passing that on to her potential future clients.
As we close today's episode, we reflect on the powerful journey shared by Melissa Mann. Her journey highlights the profound impact of the UPMC Healthy Women Program, not just in providing essential health care, but in offering hope, security, and a sense of possibility for the future. Thanks to the generosity of the UPMC Pinnacle Foundation and programs like this, uninsured women in our community are able to access life-saving care, empowering them to take control of their health and well-being. Melissa's story is a testament to the life-changing work being done every day and how access to healthcare can create opportunities and change lives. Thank you for joining us for this inspiring conversation. If Melissa's story resonated with you, we encourage you to learn more about the Healthy Woman Program and consider supporting the vital work that makes these services possible. This has been In Their Words, brought to you by the UPMC Pinnacle Foundation and UPMC in Central PA. Stay tuned for more stories that are making a difference in our community.